Oh, yeah. That's a new intro, and just in time for a Friday morning. Good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is a football Friday. Week one of the college football season underway. We will also start with Jerry Jones losing his damn mind down there in Dallas, trading away Micah Parsons. We've got the college games we like tonight and over the weekend. We will also bring in Andrea Adelson from ESPN as well, throwing some NFL and baseball along the way. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Today feels different, does it not?
Mm-hmm,
like, it
sure
feels
does.
Similar. Like, the only thing I can really relate it to is when athletes play in practice, like, it has a feeling to it, and you get hyped up for it. But it's different when the lights are on. It's different when it's a football Friday, and we've got picks galore today. So, Jenks, the juices are flowing. I'm ready to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go. Let me tell you, I knew it was football season when I decided, all right, let me try to crawl into bed early. And then I pulled up my phone lying in bed, and I watched almost the entire game between Akron and Wyoming. Let me tell you something. Don't ever do that. Because A, I lost the bet. B, it was 3-0 for 3.5 quarters. And I'm just sitting there in bed in front of my phone like, Maction, come on, Akron. And then the lovely Catherine walks in and is like, what are you doing? I was like, honey, it's football season. Because I go to bed way before her, and I was still up watching college football. It's that time of year, so I got some coffee in my system, and we get some even better games tonight and tomorrow. I'm totally jacked.
I know. It makes me a little nervous, though, because I liked your handicap there, and I just feel like there's always chaos in college football, and especially in week one. So I'm not going to lie. I have researched my picks, but I'm feeling a little nervous about trusting these 18 to, like, now 26-year-olds. I don't know what the stopping point is
like
now.
Like in your 30s now.
Right, but still, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that it is glorious. And this is why I think people like college football more than the NFL, is that there is more chaos, but from a betting standpoint, it can make it a little bit more difficult for us.
Yes, it can. Well, early on, too, right? Because, A, you've got kids, and then, B, you have teams coming together, and the portal makes it even tougher because new players are on new teams. How do they gel? How do they fit? All that goes into the handicap, and it makes it, I think, even tougher. So let's get to our bets from last night, and then we got to jump into the NFL because on top of all of the college football, of course, we have Micah Parsons going to the frozen tundra.
Oh, man, what a day. Huh. What a day yesterday was. All right, so getting to our bets from yesterday, I went 0-1-1, so my best bet was a void or a push, I should say. Cubs, Giants, first five under four and landed four. Red Sox run line against the Orioles. Garrett Crochet posted another quality start, but the Red Sox only won by one run. So our run line bet was a loss, so tough day.
God, brutal day for this guy. There's nothing worse than, to me, when, let's say, you have a bet on a total or something, and it's, oh, hopefully I'll tie. I can't win, but best case scenario is a push and then maybe a loss. And you just know, like, I can just feel, like, the energy draining from my system. So I went 1-3-1 yesterday. I'll spare everyone my bets. Just thank you to the Braves and Phillies for hitting over 9. The Phillies, 19-4 winners. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs in that game. He was unbelievable. As for the Donkster having the better week than anybody. Giants money line hosting the Cubs. Giants win 4-3. So for the week, you're 1-4-1. I'm 5-10-1. The Donkster 3-1 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. And we begin with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys trading Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. In return, the Cowboys get Kenny Clark, defensive tackle, very good player, and 2 first-round picks. And then the Packers immediately sign Micah to a 4-year, $188 million contract, $136 million guaranteed. This is the highest non-quarterback contract in NFL history, with Parsons averaging $48 million a season. Once the trade was official, Jerry held a press conference last night in Dallas, and I don't think he even knows Micah's name.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, Micah, and paid him.
Oh, okay. So Jerry made that commitment, and now he is very pumped that he's getting first-round picks in return.
And I want to say is we not only gives us four first-round picks over the next 2 years. We not only do that, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
I mean, Jerry's just lost his mind. He's just pure comedy at this point. He should show up at the Improv. I saw this yesterday. I'm getting ready, prepping for all this college football talk, as I'm sure you were. I know you were. And then this headline comes across. I have to say, I did not think in my wildest dreams the Cowboys would trade away Micah Parsons. Yeah, he made the demand. Players do it all the time in the NFL when they're not happy with their current contract. But this is something I did not see coming.
I think this is rock bottom for Cowboys fans. Is it not?
Yeah.
Like, your owner literally sounds like he has absolutely lost it. Like, there's been little question marks here and there about Jerry Jones, but I think this is the definitive press conference. I don't know if you heard this press conference. It was way more than just a couple sound bites. He had like a 20-minute answer. I think it was 8 minutes talking about this deal. And he went on and on about the return that they got, you know, and they could possibly get some great talent for these first-round picks. Oh, you mean like the next Micah Parsons? The guy that you just had? That's the worst part. And think about the first-round picks that the Packers will probably get. Because they're not a terrible team,
yeah,
it's probably going to be in the 20s. Like, who are you getting in, you know, pick number 20 that's going to be on Micah Parsons' level? Nobody. You going to turn around these picks for? Who's to say we're not going to turn around these picks and get somebody great? All of us, because you just gave away somebody great. So everything he said, it just felt like it was unintentional comedy.
It lacks any and all context. Like, that's the thing. It's like, okay, sure, Jerry, in a vacuum, you traded away a player, you got back a couple first-round picks, but you didn't trade away just any player. You traded away a generational player. Since his rookie season, Micah Parsons leads the NFL in rushing the passer. Like, no one has done a better job when you look at pass rush rate than Micah Parsons. He's an absolute disruptor. He's a guy who can change a game just by virtue of the fact that he's on the field and he's always all over the quarterback. He's only 26. And if he didn't want to pay this money, then maybe you should have negotiated months ago or a couple of years ago, which he could have done. He does this all the time. He waits until the last minute. And this time he waited too long. It got too acrimonious. And it's his own fault. Like, okay, Kenny Clark's a fine player. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. You got 2 first-round picks. Great. You're not going to draft another Micah Parsons. And by the way, if you're a Dallas fan, look, I don't have any sympathy for Dallas because I'm a Commanders guy, but the city of Dallas in the past year has watched Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons leave town. It's like Nico Harrison, Jerry Jones got drunk last year, and they were like, who can piss off Dallas the most? I can. And Jerry's like, no, watch me. I mean, I don't know what's going on. This is a bad time to be a Dallas fan because you gave away, again, a generational player.
Yeah, if I'm Paige Beckers, I'm not signing a long-term lease. It's like, if you're a good athlete in Dallas. But will the Cowboys get lucky enough to get another great talent in the draft? Because that's the thing with the Mavericks is they got Cooper Flagg. So maybe the Cowboys get Arch Manning. I don't know. They will be bad this year. So maybe they will be picking towards the first of the draft. But I will say, for Packers fans, like, imagine looking at your phone at this push notification. This has one of the best ones you've seen in your life, right? Because if we're looking at stats, and especially with like some of the history that the Packers have, Micah Parsons, one of 2 NFL players to have at least 12 sacks in each of his first 4 seasons. The other was Packer Reggie White. So it just feels like too great for Packers fans. Like, they've got the history of the pass rusher. You know, Micah Parsons is 26. And plus, you're playing in such a tough division. This is an instant upgrade to your defense.
Oh, no question. The Packers have not had anyone with at least 12 sacks since Za'Darius Smith had 12.5 back in 2020. And I say that because Micah Parsons has had at least 12 sacks in every single season he's played in the NFL since his rookie year. And the Packers made some sneaky good moves during the offseason. So they brought in Aaron Banks on the offensive line. They brought in Nate Hobbs at corner. And the great thing about this if you're Green Bay, is not only do you get a Micah Parsons, but it feels a massive need. One of the huge needs going into the season for the Packers was we need help rushing the passer. That defense has not done a good job of that. So not only do you get Micah, you fill a role that was desperately needed by this Packers defense, and we saw the odds move immediately. Like, Parsons went from 7-1 to plus 550 to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. The Packers went from 22-1 to 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. They're now plus 650 to win the NFC. A lot of that is public money and people being excited about this move, but it's very rare when one player outside of a quarterback can move the needle that much. But when you're talking about a guy like this, he's that guy.
Yeah. So I was watching the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and they had Michael Lombardi on, who used to be an NFL GM. Now he's the GM of North Carolina's football program. Mm-hmm. But he was saying Micah Parsons was what they call a Tuesday player. The point being is that NFL teams on Tuesdays start preparing for players like Micah Parsons because he is that unguardable. He is that untouchable. He is somebody who takes space and opposing players' brains because they say, how am I going to guard this guy? He is just so athletic and so good at what he does. So I think he's one of those, you know, once-in-a-lifetime players that now belongs to the Packers. And I think it's great for football fans. Like, if you're not a fan of either of these teams, it's great to see him playing for a contender because the passion and the fire has always been there. We saw that even in the games in which the Cowboys were losing, and none of their games actually matter because they had the worst quarterback room in the league last year because Dak Prescott was hurt. So you love to see that type of fire, that type of passion, and this next level talent playing for a team that could actually, I don't know, contend for the NFC. It's nice to see.
It is. And then Dallas is just sort of left in the ether. And this was interesting too. Like, this can absolutely torpedo your season because not only do you get worse defensively, but then what does this do to the locker room? Cowboys players were on X yesterday. Trayvon Diggs posted a broken heart emoji on Twitter. I mean, the players absolutely had Micah's back here. And why wouldn't they? Because they've been through this process before. They're like, yes, we know what it's like to try and negotiate with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, by the way, who sort of tried to go around the NFLPA with this supposed handshake deal in March, which you cannot do. That violates the CBA. And then I thought it was pretty telling. Like, Micah himself was pretty torn up about this. At least it seemed that way. He posted this online. I never wanted this chapter to end, but not everything was in my control. My heart will always be here. It still is. Through it all, I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. North Texas will still be my home in the offseason. Wearing the star has been the honor of my life. Like, he grew up a Cowboys fan in Pennsylvania. He wanted to play in Dallas. And yet Jerry Jones has ruined all of that.
Yeah, it seems oddly similar to what we saw from Luka Doncic. I think maybe that was a bigger shock just because we didn't hear, there wasn't like all these acrimonious trade talks before. But still, for Micah Parsons, he also posted like a nice little tribute video to the Cowboys and his time with the team. But I think this is a big turning point for bandwagon Cowboys fans. Jenks, you remember how it used to be. You would go all over the country and people would be like, I'm a Cowboys fan. Well, did you grow up in Dallas? No. It's just the Cowboys were such a fixture in the 90s that I think people like my age who were just getting into football, you know, when they're like 10, 11 years old, the Cowboys were one of the best teams. So we have a bunch of people running around who are my age, who are bandwagon Cowboys fans. Is this the day when the bandwagon breaks? Do they start to choose a new team?
I mean, it's not going to help. And now the thing is that the you know, if you're looking at the Cowboys, now they're more of a long-term project, you would think. Maybe they do something with those picks. I mean, Jerry's 82. If he wants to win now, this doesn't seem like the best strategy. But if you were just kind of on the fringes of Cowboys fandom, at some point you probably have to say, all right, that's it. Like, I'm checking out here. I'm checking out. Yeah. Even here in D.C., there's way too many Cowboys fans here in D.C. They're everywhere.
Right?
You'd be stunned. They're everywhere. You can't avoid them.
I don't understand. Half of them I don't think have ever been to Texas.
I bet they haven't. People like associating themselves with a popular team of winner. You know how that goes. They also love Duke and the Yankees and teams like that. Mm. Coming up next year on the show, how about college football, what we saw last night, including a victory for the NC State Wolfpack, Chelsea's Wolfpack. That is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.